threats because of your show.
Have I ever got any threats? Yes, some people have kicked off. But I think there's a big difference between Salman Rushdie and a proper fucking death threat and some prick on Twitter. There's a fucking difference. I'll be all right, I think. Also, I'll be a fucking legend if I get taken out. Right? Yeah. Yeah, this clip will be on the news. How do I like Belgian beer? I had the fucking good stuff last time I was here. Like, someone went, we had to get a local to go and buy it. There's some beer that's made by some crazy fucking monks. And they won't sell it to cunts like me. Like, a local has to buy it. You have to bring your fucking driver's license. And they'll sell six bottles to locals. And you go, well, how fucking, it's fucking beer. How good could it be? It's good. I mean, it's really fucking good. Elton, the beer here is so good, the chips here are so good. Your French fries are so... Like, at home, if I see a fat cunt, I go, fucking go to the gym, mate. Here, I go, I get it. I get it. You see a guy with a big fucking heart attack waiting to happen just there. He's a fucking cooked breakfast away from a coronary attack. And you think, eh, worth it. Did I see the new Snow White? I'm boycotting the new Snow White, my friend. I'm boycotting it. Now, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I'm boycotting it, because I've got friends that are dwarves. One, that it's a problem. The dwarf community are very upset about the Snow White film because they use CGI nonsense rather than dwarf actors. Basically, they're angry, they're not grumpy. Oh, I hope I don't get cancelled by the dwarves again. I think I'll be all right. Let me just practice. Yeah, I'm good. What? What do I think of the Catholic Church? You know what, my friend? You know what question you got to ask yourself? As opposed to what? Right? Because, yeah, the Catholic Church, yeah. But look at what they offer, right? Let's say, you read a lot about these jihadist guys, right? They blow shit up. And why do they do it? They do it because they get 72 virgins when they die. Become a Catholic priest and have them now. Catholic Church did a lot of bad things, but they did a lot of good things too. I'm not a religious man, but they did a lot of good things. If you think about universities, right? You like universities and education and science. That all started with the monasteries. That's where knowledge was first accumulated, right? And the other thing they did, the Catholic Church, is they banned cousin marriage in about the year 1200. And that changed the face of Europe. Because... I mean, literally and metaphorically. We've now got chins because of those guys. The Catholic Church banned cousin marriage to break the tribes, because the tribes were as important, if not more important, than the church. And they wanted to break that, so they banned cousin marriage up to six cousins deep, right? And that meant everyone had to get along with other people, and you had to trust other people, and you had to have contracts, and it took away nepotism and corruption. And it made us thrive. That was the unintended consequence. So the Catholic Church gave us modern Europe, and I like it.
What do you think about vaping?
What do I think about what?
Vaping.
Vaping. Vaping. I think vaping. Vaping is... I'm all in favour. What, vaping as opposed to cigarettes?
Because I guess it's some sort of trend.
It's some kind of trend. The vaping.
When a girl normally goes out, they your world goes out, it uses spray.
Hang on a second, this is... I'm made of questions now, okay. When a young girl goes out, they...
On the body or something, they use the perfume. But now there's a new trend, they use the...
So, girls used to wear perfume. I'm with you so far. And what's happening now? What's this new trend, my friend?
Vaginal fluids.
They use vaginal fluids. Okay. I'm going to let you into a little secret, my friend. Man to man, I don't think anyone else is listening, I'll tell you. Guys really like the smell of pussy. So I could see how that would make sense. No one talks about it because men worry about dick size and women worry about vaginal odor. I'll let you know, ladies, we're fine with it. So who? How do you know this, sir? What's... How are you? Because... The girl in your basement told you? But, you know, you got them in there a couple of years, you get talking. Cool. How do you know this?
I was scrolling.
You were scrolling. Officers, move in, we got him. Oh, my friend, I've scrolled, and I've never come across this. And when I say come across, it's exactly what I mean. So you're saying ladies are going out, young ladies, and instead of putting on some perfume, they're... and they're good to go. Okay. Where's my 17-year-old friend? Where's... I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I don't know who you with. Who are you with? Your dad. Do you mind, sir? I'm so sorry to impose. I know you're trying to enjoy your evening, but could you just
let me know.
Oh wow. I can't tell the future, but I'm fairly sure that's going to be a quiet drive home. They're going to give each other a look after the show that suggests we'll never speak of this again. No, good on you. I'm so sorry. I was in Amsterdam and I asked one of the locals where Anne Frank's house was. And he told me, straight away. So I guess some of them did collaborate.
Was she home?
Yeah, but she smelt weird. I think there was some... What did you say it was called? Vaping? That's all we're going to fucking Google when we get home. What's it called again? Zapping.
V-A-P-P.
I'm looking this up. I'm going to see if that's fucking true. Can't be fucking true, can it?
I had a crazy dream about James Bond and my grandmother thinks I'm possessed. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, there's a lot to unpack there. So that was, I had a crazy dream about James Bond and my grandmother thinks I'm possessed. What, sorry?
Being stung by a bee.
Being stung by a bee. You had a crazy dream about being stung by a bee.
No, James Bond.
You had a crazy dream about James Bond being stung by a bee and your grandmother thinks you're possessed. Let's try and... Okay, this is... We're in Belgium. This is the home of Poirot. Let's solve this mystery. Okay, first things first. Are any of these items related to each other? Like, your grandmother thinks you're possessed. What is that related to the bee sting of James Bond?
I have no idea.
Fucking ask. If motherfucker, if someone says, I think you're possessed, you go, right. Like, no, you go, why do you say that? Possessed. That's, but how old are you, my friend?
I'm 25 now.
You're 25 now. Yeah, but how old were you 3 years ago? Yes, you're 25 now. That's how old you are. Just say 25. You loony. What do you do, my friend?
Basically, I'm a social worker.
Basically, I'm a social worker. Right now, you're 25 and basically a social worker. I'm going to save you so much time in life. 25, social worker. So you work with...
I work with homeless people.
You work with homeless people. Okay.
They aren't prostitutes. I don't bring them
they aren't prostitutes. The fact you've said that makes me think they're not prostitutes when I meet them. But after I've worked my magic, they're working the streets. That's a fucking great thing to be doing with yourself. Well done, you. I'm slightly worried you might be possessed. I don't know your grandmother, but I think she might have a good keen interest.
What would your future self tell you right now?
What would my future self tell me right now? That boy was possessed. Turns out. I don't know, I like the question though. I like the idea. I like that idea of life, of like you can give yourself gifts in the future. Like you're like time travel is possible, but only at this speed in this direction. We all get there eventually, and whether we look back with, you know, I don't know, regret or fondness, sort of depends on the choices we make now. You can fucking have $1 million and a six-pack, but you've got to make the right choices in between. So hopefully my future self would go, thanks. But it might go, eh. You fucked up.
Do you like dancing?
Do I like what?
Dancing.
Do I like dancing?
Yes.
Are you what? Yeah, that's a very valid criticism of my show. There's been markedly, very little dance in it. No, I don't like fucking dancing. I'm a fucking British man in his 50s. Why would I like fucking dancing? I quite like, I'm Irish as well, so the Irish dancing is a pitiful fucking thing. So Irish dancing, it's like, it's just with the feet. Right? You've seen that river dance thing. It's like people have been fucking paralyzed from the waist up. Which is fucking odd. Are you a keen dancer?
I'm a dance teacher.
You're a dance teacher?
Yes.
I'll find out. What? Who do you teach to dance?
Students.
Students. All right, Mr. Miyagi. I'm sort of looking for, is it kids?
No.
It's not kids.
Adults.
And you teach adults how to dance? And how, I mean, you're basically a therapist.
Yeah.
You teach women going through a midlife crisis how to meet a man.
Almost, because it's a partner dancing.
It's what, sorry?
Partner dancing.
It's partner dancing. She's got the vocabulary in English, but she's not much of a pronouncer. Are you here this evening with your partner? Maybe later he'll take you for a drink and some partner dancing. You're not possessed, she's possessed. Hang on, who are you here with this evening then? Who's this?
My best friend.
It's your best friend? Ha, news just in, he's in love with you. I've got a tip for you, Lauren. Or if you like, I'll get him to put the whole thing in. Are you single, my friend? You're not single? All right. Well, have a shower at hers after you fuck her, then. What? You're not single. Who are you with?
I'm gay.
You're gay? She's got a bum. You love bums. You know you do. Are you a top or a bottom? What, sorry? A top. You could fuck her. She's kind of got half a moustache. No, that's a full moustache. This is fun. So you're gay. Gay best friend. God damn it. All right, well, we'll get you, we'll hook you up. You fucking panic.
Conversation of substance you had with a woman, Jimmy.
The last conversation of substance.
Yes, that's
what I said. Yeah, I had, well, I don't know what, I mean, I had a big work conversation today with my producer. So that was a conversation. What are you worried that I might be sexist? You could call me sexist, but you have to remember, I won't be listening. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess, buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.